me on the stuff.
I just want to point out that you can play just about any tune in an alternate bass setting on your guitar. It's a style that you have to work on, but you shouldn't be discouraged by any type of tune in particular. I mean, Chet Atkins played all sorts of stuff and always had that thumb going. And it's flexible, it's a beautiful style.
It's a beautiful style, yeah. But you tend to... Well, I shouldn't tell you this, but there's a tune in my solo concert coming up. It's called Family Time. I don't care. I'm friends with almost all of you, so... And it's a pain in the butt. And then I met someone the other day, and he was like, oh, yeah, Family Time. That's the only song you played on acoustic. It's not on the new album. It's on the previous one, One Small Step. And I was like, yeah, that song's a pain in the butt. And he goes, yeah, it sounds like it. Because I just never play like that, so I had to figure out how to go... And then here, this really, it sucks. Now to an experienced, like, Travis, whatever you call that Mississippi John Hurt stylist, that probably would be no big deal, I bet you. But for me, it's just a pain in the butt. And so it's a style, it's almost like classical guitar, like that's your thing and that's all you do and that's all you care about, and that's cool. Yeah. Good question. One more, I think we have time for. This is so much fun, you guys. For me, I hope you're getting a ton out of it.
So, going back to that time you worked on the railroad, so here's something that always baffles me. I can do it either way, no problem, but I'm interested in what you think about the choice. So, like, I've worked on the railroad, I've worked on the railroad. Now, just to pass the time away, because I really have two, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is going to be a chromatic tone. Now, when you played it, you didn't put in the C sharp.
Right.
So how important do you think, because that to me is important, but I don't know how important.
You mean it'd be important to put the C sharp in to define the...
Exactly.
I think so too, and the only reason I didn't, can anyone guess why I didn't there? Does anyone understand this? Could you know why I didn't there?
It's just easier to not.
The melody right there, he's talking about, I've been working on a railroad,
sure.
Line 2, bar 3. The melody note is a B, and I was in open position, and the chord was A7. So I just did that, and I said, screw it. It's too much work, unless I worked it out ahead of time. Or this, maybe I could do.
You could do a 9.
Yeah, like right here.
Yeah,
you know, you got 1, 3, 7, 9.
Or even with the open 2, 3, and 2, right? You could do...
Tell me, again?
You could do C sharp on the A string, and then open. Well,
you need the E here. You can't have D there.
Sorry.
You could do G here.
Yeah, that's fine.
But that's just the pain. Like, it's just too much work.
Sure.
So yes, I agree. I think the non chord tones. How about this? The notes outside the scale that really define non diatonic chords are the best part of the song, in my opinion. Like that C sharp. Yeah, it would be great. But I just didn't play it for convenience.
Don't tell me. You call that 505. That's how I always
505, people call it that. 505, like secondary dominant.
Yeah.
But if I really wanted to work this out, it depends on how much, you know, I prefer, I'm like, you could call it lazy, but I prefer to play lots of songs rather than slave over arrangements of every one, and then if you don't use it, you gotta... Like 6 months later, you're like, oh, I used to play that, and then now it's all stressful. Yeah, this is kind of why I chose the method I chose. I didn't write out, you know, I actually thought, let me just digress on this for a minute. I could have written out a specific chord melody for, but that's not what I wanted you guys to take home. I wanted you to take home sort of big picture concepts like that. So you would have to work out the arrangement and then practice it. Can we just do that for a second? It would be like, I'm on line 2 now. Thank you. It's not that hard, but I would have to practice it. And now, like, every time I play a song, I'm going to be stressed out about that part. Just like I'm stressed out about this. Going back to my family style example, in the CD release concert, that part was such a pain in the ass. I don't know what I'm gonna do tonight. I'm just gonna have to sludge through it. But I asked the bass player to come in right at that bar, like, even though it wasn't like that on the record. And once he agreed to that, I had no more stress.
Well, I mean, you want to play the A bass note, like, over for this first inversion of the bass note.
For that A7 chord?
A7, yeah.
Pretty cool. Any other questions? I think we're good. I actually welcome your feedback on this. I'm very serious about that. If you were lost or whatever, or if you were bored on either extreme, I want to hear your feedback, because I did spend time thinking, and then read the article too. Some things may come to light. If there's anything, maybe there's something I left out that you like to do that you think could help. For complete beginners, if you were lost for most of this, at least you know that if you have the tab, you can put as much chord under the note, and that'll get you by.
Dennis.
My pleasure. Thank you guys very much. Thanks for saying thanks.